Understanding how to turn threats into opportunities is a key component of finding renewal every day. When life becomes too demanding and you face serious challenges, it's easy to see invisible threats everywhere. You can feel threatened by loss, lack of control, and unpredictability, trapped in an unfulfilling existence. It is strange that among all living creatures, humans try the hardest to be happy, and quite often, we aren't very good at it. But you can change your attitude so that threats are transformed into hidden opportunities. Let's start learning how, and then we'll join Deepak in meditation.
What makes you happy? Off the top of their heads, most people will mention very pleasurable experiences in their lives. But if given a moment to think deeper, they come up with more lasting values that go beyond the pleasures of the senses. We are made happiest by inner fulfillment, and fulfillment depends on the state of well-being. This is where the body offers hidden possibilities. The mind-body connection is total, and every experience has consequences simultaneously in your mind and your cells. One way to see this connection at work is through the theme of lightness. If you're lighthearted, there's also a sensation of physical lightness and sparkling energy in your body. On the other hand, depression and sadness make us feel heavy, weary, and sapped of energy. You have the choice to nurture lightness in your life, even amid stressful situations, which is the first of our hidden opportunities. Find ways to make your work surroundings lighter and more uplifting. Favor light, fresh food in your meals. Walk in the bright sunshine and breathe the fresh, clean air. Be light about how you relate to others, not putting pressure on them or burdening them with stressful interactions. The word light has many meanings, and the more you explore, the greater your well-being will be. Less obvious is the word cool. The public is catching on to a medical discovery that could be revolutionary: the detrimental effect of low-level chronic inflammation. The body's inflammatory response is necessary for healing. When you cut yourself, more blood rushes to the injured area, your skin grows red, and you have the sensation of heat or even burning. Redness, warmth, and swelling are marks of acute inflammation. But now we know that there are long-term damages linked to every major disorder from low-level chronic inflammation. They can only be detected by examining chemical markers in the bloodstream. Yet, even though you can't feel it, this inflammation persists in everyday life. The theme of heat comes into play through inflamed emotions like anger, resentment, and frustration, inflamed relationships marked by arguments or even abuse, and dietary inflammation brought about by various chemical additives, hydrogenated oil, processed food, and very likely by too much sugar. That's where the theme of coolness comes into play. Inner peace feels cool, for example, like sitting in the shade and relaxing. Clean air, food, and water are cool and refreshing. In fact, any experience that refreshes you is cooling. Warm isn't the same as hot, and it is good to be warm-hearted and warmly affectionate. But when the body-mind crosses over into a state of heat, there seems to be a strong link between stress and inflammation. Stressful situations tend to make us feel bogged down or fired up, but there are always ways to invite in lightness and coolness when we shift our focus. There are hidden opportunities in themes like openness, purity, freedom, and being present. They are all worth exploring because of the benefits they bring to the whole body-mind. Changing your attitude from threat to opportunity makes all the difference. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I nurture my body through lightness and coolness. I nurture my body through lightness and coolness. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra Shivoham. Shivoham. This mantra means the light of my consciousness is transcendent peace. Repeat it silently to yourself. Shivoham. Shivoham. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time, and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Shivoham. 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 It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate this centering thought. I nurture my body through lightness and coolness. I nurture my body through lightness and coolness. Namaste.